His practice reps are increasing. We're trying to get him ready to play more and get timing with Mitchell. And when we feel he's good there that way, then we'll put him on the field more.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Happy hump day from the Wolves. Looking for something to do tonight? The Chicago Wolves are hosting San Diego at 7 tonight at Allstate Arena for craft beer night. Tickets start at $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Beyond the Bears, the Bulls living in last place and play at Indiana tonight, a Pacers team which is a couple of games over 500. A new line night for the recently sluggish Blackhawks in Washington against the Capitals. Hawks head coach Joel Quenneville has been tinkering with those lines, as he's wont to do. See how it manifests itself against those Capitals for a 7 p.m. face-off tonight. Baseball, Shohei Ohtani is done interviewing the seven finalists to sign him, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports. Decision time, and the Cubs are said to have a chance. And Warren Moon is being sued for sexual harassment, former NFL quarterback star. This corporate update being brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com and get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
Is he a long-range answer? That's seems a bit unlikely. I think they've got better young talent in the pipeline, but they're still a ways away from completely fixing the position.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hubar Kush.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Hub.
Hub's gone. They had to close the restaurant down because they close at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Hub because...
Well, call next week.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly, the director of football content for Shaw Media, and he's with us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hub, hello.
How you guys doing, Anthony? Good to talk to you again.
How about Koosh?
Yeah, there
great
you
to
go.
Hear from you.
Your people are ready for you.
Okay, let's visit.
And we will begin with Frank in Lakeview. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi. Listen, last night, it was so enjoyable listening to you last night, like an island of reasonableness. One thing you said last night that you said before, that I really, are you there, by the way?
Yes, we're here, Frank.
Okay, my phone dropped last time I talked to you. One thing you said you've said before is that you think, you know, that the Bears might be, and I'm paraphrasing, that the Bears are, you know, might be just a few players away from being okay, from being decent. My question is, next year, last time I talked, I also mispronounced his name, and you guys laughed at me, so I'm not even going to try this time. Last time we talked, if your goal for next season was simply to develop the quarterback, I mean, that's your whole goal is to make the quarterback a better quarterback. What would be the first four in order? What would be the first four positions that you would address?
Okay, in other words, to build a team around him, I guess, is what we're talking about. You know, the first position would be offensive coordinator. I think you've got to get the right guy. That was certainly proved in Los Angeles this year, in Philadelphia last year. I know you're talking about players, but unless you got the right offensive coordinator, forget the rest of it. I think Dave Ragone's probably a pretty good quarterback coach. We'll see how that plays out. But number two would be a left tackle. I know everybody focuses on a lot of other stuff. Charles Leno's not the worst I've ever seen, but he's not good enough. And left tackle, I have never seen a great team that didn't have a great left tackle. And I think there's going to be a couple of possible good ones, top six, top seven, where they're drafting. So that'd be priority number two. Priority number three would be, and you're asking just about offense, so I'm going to stay, obviously, wide receiver. I wouldn't do it in the top 10 again. I just don't think you can do that. We know how that worked out last time. And then if I've got my left tackle, if I've got a wide receiver, I'd probably want another offensive lineman. I don't think you can ever have too many.
Michael is out on the road. He's on the score with Hub.
Hey, guys. Hub, if I have to listen to one more press conference introducing a new coach that starts off with, we're going to get off the bus running, I think I'm going to throw up. I don't think the Patriots don't get off the bus running, the Falcons, the Packers, those teams don't get off the bus running. So my question is, if we're going to go after an offensive-minded head coach that could change the philosophy up at Hallis Hall, the guy I'd like to see is Josh McDaniel. And if he wants total power, meaning he doesn't want Ryan Pace there, if he's going to have more power than a typical head coach, are the Bears, do you think, willing to make those sacrifices and clean house and give someone like Josh the power to do so?
Well, a couple things here, and I understand your point. I know the get off the bus running, that was a Lovie Smith-ism. Would it surprise you to know that the New England Patriots have been in the top five in the NFL running the football? I'm talking about run plays called every year since Belichick took over.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, you got to run the football. It's just, you just don't like the way Lovie said it. So let's get that out of the way, okay? Number two, the huge mistake last time with Josh McDaniels was giving him complete power. I think he's smart enough to know he doesn't want it this time. If he asks for it, not in a million years. I don't think it works for anybody but Bill Belichick, and there's no way I would do it. You want to replace Ryan Pace, then get a GM and a head coach, but you don't bring in a coach and give him complete power. Number three, I think he's going to get to the Giants before he gets to anybody else. That's everything we're hearing. I think that they probably will hire Dave Gettleman as their GM, and Gettleman's a guy who could handle him. So, am I intrigued by him as a coach? Yes. As a personnel guy, as a guy with authority over my football operation? No way. Not that's why he failed last time.
Now it's time for Frank in Oak Park with Hub on the score.
Yeah, I've got a follow-up question about McDaniels, but first a sidelight. That show Space 1999 was the main reason for the divorce of their stars, Martin Landau and Barbara Bain. I guess they ran it on the cheap as far as like the writers for the episodes, and got pretty brutal between the two of them.
Results, so. Of course you know that.
Paid them one salary as a married couple.
Right. Of course he knows that.
Hub, the Bears are hurting. The popular wisdom being passed around is that the end of that pain will come with an offensive genius that can turn Mitchell Trubisky into the kind of great quarterback who can cover one or two serious shortcomings on the rest of the squad and bring the Bears back to the playoffs. Like previously said, Josh McDaniels is seen as that kind of guy. His association with the number of New England championships as OC makes people forget his two-year flame-out as head coach at Denver. The love of McDaniels is tied to a false belief that all that Belichick has done in New England is gold and Bill's work at Cleveland was abject failure. This despite Belichick turning a bottom-of-the-league Browns wreck into a playoff squad and nurturing such future coaching and front office studs as Nick Saban, Kurt Ferentz, Thomas Dimitroff, and Ozzie Newsome. The coaching and front office tree for Bill's Pats is relatively barren, with Bill O'Brien the only successful head coach to emerge. How is Belichick changing how he grooms his underlings? And should we be concerned if McDaniels does emerge as a favorite to be the next Bear head coach?
Well, you know, I don't... He hasn't had a lot of assistant coaches off the New England tree. Romeo Crimmel wasn't a disaster. He didn't win. He's gone back to being a great coordinator in several spots. Charlie Weiss just turned out to be a bad guy. He screwed up in three or four different places.
And an idiot.
Yeah. And McDaniels is going to get another chance. And actually, look at some of the best front offices in football right now. They're right out of New England with Quinn in Detroit and Robinson in Tennessee. And as you mentioned, Dimitroff with Pioli, by the way, down in Atlanta. So I think this next crop, it's interesting, guys. I find Matt Patricia possibly even more intriguing than Josh McDaniels.
Why?
Because he's got a PhD in rocket science. I mean, he literally does. And he's got some kind of engineering PhD.
Yeah, but Mark Trestman was really smart, too.
No, Mark Trestman thought he was really smart. And he did great PowerPoints, but he had no idea how to transpose that onto the football field. Look at what Patricia's done with his defense this year. First 4 weeks of the season, over 30 points a game, dead last in points allowed. Last, whatever the math is, 8, 9 weeks now, first in the NFL. And it's a no-name defense. He does it every year. He's a really good football coach. The key in the NFL today is, yeah, you got to have a 21st century offense, but with a great coordinator, you can get that. You don't only get it if the head coach is that guy. People forget Bill Belichick's a defensive coordinator, and nobody, you know, coaches offense better than he does. So I don't think there's anything wrong with Belichick's tree. I think McDaniels the second time around without the mistake of too much power will be fine. I think Patricia eventually will be a good coach. He doesn't seem to want it as badly as McDaniels does. I'd be interested if I was the Bears, but I think that there's so many of them out there, Frank. That's the thing. Josh McDaniels is near the top of the list, along with Matt LaFleur in Los Angeles, who doesn't have as long a track record. Frank Reich, who has a longer track record. DeFilippo, Jim Bob Cooter. There's plenty of guys to pick from in that category. McDaniels just happens to be the one that would be a second time around. I'll tell you another second time around guy who interests me more and more every week is Pat Shurmur.
And for the record, Matt Patricia, a degree in aeronautical engineering from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in 1996. He was sought after in engineering circles, received a $100,000 a year offer to maintain nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers with the Westinghouse Electric Company, but decided to return to football as a D-line coach for Amherst. And then began his coaching career. So,
like so many D-line coaches have
right,
been.
Right, right. Following in the footsteps of the typical D-line coach, yes. Steve in Peoria, you're next on the Score with Hub. Steve.
Always listen to you, Hub. And I can't begin to compete with Frank from Oak Park, so I won't even try.
You're not.
No. And I know that you are a Chiefs fan like me, at least a few years ago. I love the Chiefs. I was 8 years old the last time they were in the Super Bowl, and now I was so excited when they went 5-0. Now they're 6-6. Do they have any chance of competing?
Well, competing with who? They still have a very good chance of winning the AFC West. In fact, they still hold the tiebreaker, even though they're now tied with the Chargers and the Raiders, and they get the Raiders this weekend. They've been competing most weeks. They've just been making too many mistakes on defense. It drives me nuts when people are going after Alex Smith. I mean, all he is the second highest rated quarterback in the NFL. He's got the second best touchdown to interception ratio. He's thrown for, I think, the fourth or fifth most yards. It's not about Alex Smith. You don't want to go to Patrick Mahomes. The defense fell apart, and you saw it come in week one when Eric Berry went down. Eric Berry is a guy nobody can afford to lose, and they hung on for a few weeks. They got into some shootouts, but teams eventually found the holes in that defense, and now Derek Johnson is playing great at 35, but he's not Derek Johnson at 28, and you got Ron Parker's in his 30s, and Tom Bailey's not even on the field anymore in his 30s, and Justin Houston may only be 28, 29 years old, but he's got 50-year-old knees, and that defense just came apart on him. Can they make a run late? Somebody wrote an article the other day, and forgive me for not giving credit, only because I can't remember who it was, but it was a really good article. If you go back and track the Giants' last Super Bowl team, the 9-7 team, or maybe it wasn't the last one, maybe it was the 07 team that knocked off the undefeated Patriots, they were 6-6, where the Chiefs are now. They had fallen on really hard times, and then they got hot again. So it could happen because of the explosion in that offense, but if they don't figure out the defense, they're not going to make the playoffs.
The Chiefs went from making me look really smart, because I told Dan and Jason preseason, like, that's a team to watch, to now I just look like a man of average intelligence, I guess, because they've fallen off in recent weeks.
Anthony, it's not you. I honestly believe,
I blame myself up.
Yeah, no, I mean, I honestly believe if Barry doesn't get hurt, not that one guy makes a football team, but you get a cascading events going on here. And if they had not lost their leader in every phase of the game, I'm not saying, you know, they wouldn't be 12-0, but I think they'd probably still be a couple games out in front in that division.
In Libertyville, here's Steve. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Hub. I appreciate your time. This is football, not quantum physics, and I'm confused as to what type of intelligence testing. Are they still using the Wonderlic? as far as the Bears go? And if so, are they drafting players that don't have high enough intelligence, or can the Bears coaching staff not translate simple concepts into getting their rookies on the field? And that would be a failure in coaching. I'd appreciate your thoughts on that.
Well, they do still give the Wunderlich at the combine, so it's not individual teams that give it. They've gotten better at protecting the scores, or maybe it's just that nobody cares about the scores anymore because it's been proven it doesn't really mean all that much. And, you know, as far I don't know what you guys think. I can't fault them for their rookies. I mean, if you're upset that they're not on the field in the two-minute drill, there is something to that. I mean, you know, Fox says we can't hang them for everything. You got a kid in Tariq Cohen who's playing wildcat quarterback, running back, wide receiver, returning punts, returning kickoffs. You know, learn the two-minute offense, too. You really can only do so much, especially when you're coming from basically Division II. With Adam Shaheen, you're coming for the equivalent of Division III. With Mitch Trubisky, you only had 13 games in college. So, you know, I can fault them for a lot of things. I do think they need to make a change in the coaching staff, but I think we're being a little too hard on them for being upset that the rookies aren't doing more, you know, week 11, week 12. Anthony, you could speak to this better than I could, I guess.
Well, and it goes to why early in the season, whoever it was being called for, Trubisky being called to start early, Shaheen being called to be a part of the offense early, and Tariq Cohen, who shot out like a ball of fire, but in certain games, certain weeks where he's not a part of the game plan, there may be a practice reason for that, where maybe there's just certain concepts he wasn't picking up that well in certain weeks. But this was a developmental draft that was there. These were players who you would hope would come along at a certain point, and that's what it seems has turned out to be the case. And I can't say I'm too surprised by that. I don't know why it seems at certain times, from quotes that have come from Ryan Pace, why maybe the Bears have seemed surprised by some of these players being developmental.
We're going to do more with Hub, but we've got everybody lined up here. Somebody drops off, you can jump on with a question or a comment of the Bears and the NFL. Segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo this holiday season. Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. The Bernstein Golf Show with Anthony Herron in and Hub on. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I've always been a big fan of the sciences, in particular the physics of sports. During my playing days, I like to tell people that I could break tackles better when I'd equal a defender's force by accelerating into and through contact. So it caught my attention after last weekend's Eagles-Seahawks game when head coach Pete Carroll called on famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson to explain why Russell Wilson's critical fourth quarter scramble and lateral to running back Mike Davis was legal. Dr. Tyson tweeted in response that the toss, quote, was a legit Galilean transformation. Google explains it's used to transform between the coordinates of two reference frames, which differ only by constant relative motion within the constructs of Newtonian physics. Yeah, right. In short, relative to Wilson and Davis, it was a lateral, but relative to NFL rules, it was an illegal forward pass. Thanks, science. I'm Tiki Barber.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Sly, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel show only after booking.
If you're looking to secure a reverse mortgage, then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts. Meet Dan, a salesman living in Palatine. He called Team Hochberg for information about a reverse mortgage for his 90-year-old mother, Dolores, who lives alone in a $700,000 home in Arizona. After a few minor accidents, Dan became concerned for his mother's safety, so he called David and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts because they were the only lenders he trusted. And David answered Dan's questions. A Team Hochberg reverse mortgage expert helped Dolores secure a reverse mortgage to fund the necessary expert in-home care to ensure Dolores' safety. That put Dan's mind at ease. If you'd like some more information on how a Team Hochberg reverse mortgage can pay for in-home care for you or a loved one, call David and Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and the Team Hochberg Reverse Mortgage Experts help Dolores and Dan as well as thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358 and MLS 19186.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah. Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Abe Gibron.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early.
That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
/Chicago.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, that doesn't get any better than that.
We're talking to Hub as we do every Wednesday. More specifically, you are talking to Hub with comments and questions. And another regular is in the wings. He's now on the air. Todd and Gardner on The Score.
Happy holidays, boys.
Happy holidays.
There you go. Eggnog aplenty for a Browns fan, I guess. But that stinks, too, so maybe I should drink it. But anyways, I guess, Hub, I just want to say I have to have something to be excited about, and I am all in on the Baker Mayfield train just because he's kind of a jag, and at least he won't be boring. He won't be boring, but I heard you say, and I've heard it on the Cleveland stations all the time, that Jimmy Haslam likes Hugh Jackson. I'm going to sound like a smart aleck, but why? I mean, you said it, and I don't think it is being superlative. I really think I could go 1-26 as a head football coach. I'm not joking when I say that. I don't get it. I guess it's the same question every week. Are you hearing anything? I know they keep cards close to the chest. But, I mean, is it a done deal, or is it still speculation that Sashi and company are going to be gone? And is Hugh Jackson really going to be back next year, I guess, is the bottom line question. So, anyways, I hope you're having a good night, and talk to you next week.
You know, we've got a report at ProFootballWeekly.com right now. Actually, I finished editing it. I don't know if it's up now or going up in the morning. But according to some pretty good sources, Haslam is trying to do what he can to avoid blowing up the whole thing in Cleveland.
Wow.
Why, we don't know. You know, that we can't answer. But I think part of it is that since he bought the team in 12, this would be the third time already. It's obviously gone badly the first two times. He's trying to figure out if there's something to salvage. And his focus does seem to be on the question of, can he get a better coach than Hugh Jackson? Now, again, my answer is yes. It's not that hard to find a coach to go 1-27 with the Browns roster right now. But I don't own the team. It's not my toy. He does know that he can't keep both Paul DePodesta and Sashi Brown, but apparently he is considering keeping one or the other. He apparently has already told his personnel director behind closed doors that he'll be back, he'll survive whatever changes there are. So everything that we're hearing is there's going to be changes, but that it may not be the complete teardown that it certainly seems is called for in that situation.
Here's Joe and Cicero. He's on The Score. Joe!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, I have a question. I am all for player safety in the NFL, but when you see what the NFL did with the Gronk suspension of only one game, and the player is basically on his stomach, and Gronk plays over, but because Tre'Davious White got the best of him, Gronk takes it like a baby and jumps on him, delivers the elbow, could have seriously injured him. The NFL suspends him one game, and then to top it off, Larry Fitzgerald, I don't know if you heard the Monday Night Football pregame, Larry Fitzgerald said, oh, Gronk shouldn't have been suspended. He should have just been heavily fined, because I don't think it's fair that to the rest of the team, if you take him off the team, it's not fair to the rest, because now you're without one of their main stars. What about Tre'Davious White and the Buffalo Bills? If he's in concussion protocol, I don't know if he's been cleared yet, but the Bills are, and I'm a Bills fan, the Bills are fighting for a playoff spot. They're not going to get it, but they're playing for a playoff spot. Now you take away this rookie who I think has a shot at rookie of the year. He's had a great year. You take him off the field. I mean, do you think maybe an overall penalty might be if with a play like that, as long as the guy's in concussion protocol, that other player that caused it shouldn't be allowed to play until he comes back? Well, because how else are you going to stop this?
Well,
and I had all the respect in the world for Larry Fitzgerald until he made that comment.
Well, we're kind of all over the place here. First of all, Tre'Davious White's a really good football player who's not going to get a single vote for Rookie of the Year because he plays the same position as Marshawn Lattimore. And Marshawn Lattimore has pretty much already won the Defensive Rookie of the Year if he can get back on the football field. He's been banged up the last couple of weeks. Not to say Tre'Davious White's not a good football player. Here's the bottom line. You're letting your fandom get in the way of your observations of the league. Rob Gronkowski is actually a first-time offender. He's never been fined. He's never been suspended. He's not a cheap shot artist. He's actually a big goofball party guy who's just bigger and stronger than everybody else. I'm not defending anything he did, but the rules apply the same to everybody. And, you know, when you're a first-time offender, they've never given more than a one-game suspension until they gave two games to Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, who I thought should have been suspended for the rest of the season. And then I think they appealed those down to one. And so what, you're going to punish Gronkowski, who's not a thug like some of these other guys are, more than that? You can't. You just want to because you're a Bills fan. What Gronkowski did was awful, and it shouldn't happen, and they should find ways to legislate against it. I'd be fine if they increased the penalties for all players for these kind of actions, but you can't just single out one guy because he did it to your team.
And so it's one game with the appeal, but
is that the delineation you would make up between the Trevathan situation where initially they did give him two games? Or you mean just like a dead ball situation with Gronkowski?
Yeah, I mean, I had forgotten about Trevathan because that was some bad reporting. Fortunately, I didn't do it, but there's a number of people reporting nobody had gotten two before, but you're right. Trevathan, and what's interesting about that is that I think the Trevathan hit is more in the category of late hit as opposed to cheap shot. You know, what Gronk did was clearly a cheap shot. But again, he had no record whatsoever, you know, and so that's why and Trevathan has been fined several times before. I think he was fined earlier this year. Gronk had never even been fined, and so there's no way they were going to give him more than one game.
Southside Greg, welcome to the Score. Say hi to Hub.
Hi.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I got a quick question. So everybody wants the Bears to go after an offensive-minded coach next offseason. However, I think we quickly forget how bad the Bears' defense was before Fox took over. And my question to you is, how worried should the Bears be and the Bears fans in this defense next year if we're going ahead into it without Vic Fangio and John Fox? And also given the fact that I don't see many blocks that we're building around on the defense returning other than Eddie Jackson, Floyd, and Akeem Hicks.
Well, Eddie Goldman's become one of the better nose tackles in the NFL. You know, Kyle Fuller, if you bring him back, is doing an outstanding job at cornerback. Marcus Cooper is better than he's played. I think Jonathan Bullard's going to be very good up front. He's shown some flashes. They've got some nice young pieces on defense. That said, the answer is you should be very concerned because Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coaches in football. He was before he got here. He has been here. And if you're letting him go as well, he is a very hard guy to replace. He is much harder to replace than John Fox or Dowell Loggins. And so it's not a done deal yet. You know, we'll see what happens, but every indication we have is that Fangio will not be back, and that should be a major concern.
Hub, terrific. Thank you.
All righty, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Hub.
Scoreboard update.
We go to the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Mark Garrody. Happy hump day. Looking for something to do tonight. Chicago Wolves are hosting San Diego at 7. Allstate Arena the place, and it is craft beer night. Tickets start at $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A bit more muscle is what Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky wants to show.
Play more explosive plays. Be better on first and second down, so we're not always in third and longer situations. We want to be third and manageable, or just go first down, second down, first down with the explosive plays. So just need to get the ball into our playmaker's hands.
Trubisky says the sky's the limit for him and this Bears team who play at Cincinnati on Sunday. Tonight, Bulls at Indiana, the Blackhawks visit Washington. Any day now is when Shohei Ohtani is expected to choose a team for which to play. The Cubs are a player. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has signed a 5-year contract extension that will reportedly pay him $200 million. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tis the season, cold and flu season, that is. Let the Exergen Temporal Scanner help your family get through the holidays in a healthy way with accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies. The Temporal Scanner makes a great stocking stuffer. This update also being brought to you by Zoom Video Conferencing and Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, celebrate the beauty of family with our holiday offers on cars like the CX-90 with more standard features and best-in-class safety. You can keep the ones who matter most safe. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay?
is on.
Once again, it's on.
It is that time when we tell you what we are going to be watching, and there's some stuff tonight if you want to see if the Bulls can snap out of this tailspin, which is at what, nine? How many games they lost in a row now? Where are they?
Good question.
Nine. So it could be a double-digit losing streak for the Bulls if they drop this one tonight against the Indiana Pacers. They are at Indy with a 6 o'clock start, and there's some college basketball on. Hey, how about Ball State? I was able to catch the end of that. I saw some Twitter going crazy. Hey, Ball State's keeping this close, and then just in time to hear the call of Ball State knocking off Notre Dame with a late contested three. But Blackhawks at Capitals tonight at 7. They have once again rejiggered their lines, if you're paying attention. Joel Quenneville has moved Patrick Kane off the half boards on the power play because he had been initiating some of the actions as in their overload power play, coming in off the half boards, looking for that backside cutter. Now they're going to have Patrick Kane where they usually have the hard shot defenseman. And that is actually at the point to give him a little more space to operate, a little more options, and have him be more dangerous as a potential shooter and passer. So that is going to be something to watch against the leading scorer in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin, and the Capitals. So that's going to be what I am watching tonight before I jump on a conference call to help plan this year's Camp One Step Poker Tournament. That planning starts in earnest this evening. So I'll be doing all of that.
Going to watch some Bulls. That's what I'm going to be into.
Take a throw up
tonight. Yeah, as much as I can handle, just to
don't expose the baby to Bulls basketball.
You know what? For whatever reason, when the Bulls are on, he enjoys it. I don't know if it's the dribbling of the basketball, the audio
squeaking sneakers.
Plus, it yeah, there must be something audible. Big Neil that Funk really fan. Draws him.
Splices this one in long three. He's doing it again. Somebody tell Neil Funk that a three, not every three, is long three. A long three is 30 feet. A guy standing at the line. Oh, it just makes me crazy. Every game, long three. No, it's not. It's a three. And it's just a normal three.
My wife's going to watch Survivor. I'll be on the computer, and it's kind of on behind me. I don't mind her listening to that. Out of reality TV, that's the one I at least sort of respect. So I don't mind being in the room.
You respect that show. Okay.
I respect Survivor. There's kind of their bodies are on the line in a way that
not
aren't
really
in.
Though. It's not real.
They get really thin. It looks uncomfortable. And I'm not an outdoorsman.
They're probably working out at the hotel.
I don't even walk barefoot in the sand. It doesn't appeal to me at all. It looks difficult.
I got stung by a bee one time that was half buried in the sand, and I was just walking, and we were in New Buffalo, Michigan. I was like, oh, let's take our shoes off and walk in the sand, and then I was miserable. It was a dumb idea.
See, so I'm don't with you ever walk barefoot in the sand.
Yeah, it hurts.
That's
you're
today's lesson.
Like, you know, like a piece of metal or something, or like there's one of those biting snails or something. I don't know.
You made that up. Biting snails.
I made that up. Boys.
Who really enjoys sand anyway?
Sand sucks.
Like when you're
great
at the
question.
Beach, you're like, God, the pool's so much better. Like, that's my only thought when I'm at the beach.
Especially when you have children. And then, and children
eat sand everywhere.
Oh, even if you think you got the last bit of sand. It's like one kid, okay, rinse off, go to the little shower thingy, and then you're done. And then the kid you just rinsed off, you look over, is back in the sand.
Goes back in the sand.
Rolling in the sand all wet.
What are you doing? Like, we just cleaned you. See, so you do it again. It's I mean, I know a dog might do it, but a kid, you can say, once you're clean, don't go back in the sand. Okay, okay, okay. You're going to head back in the sand. So you'll enjoy that at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, for me tonight, be checking out the Blackhawks game. Curious about some of the changes they made. But I'm guilty. Whenever Tom Thibodeau is on national TV, I have to pull out my Tom Thibodeau flag and banner and root for that. So they're on tonight on ESPN.
You
late
hold
night.
Your boombox up.
Yeah, right. Late game.
Yeah,
the
TV.
The Clippers are no damn good, but I always find myself rooting for old Tibbs.
Yeah, that's our second Say Anything reference, you realize.
Is it?
Yeah, because I mentioned kickboxing sport of the future, and now you have me holding the boombox up. He holds up and just goes, ice! Ice! Get back! That's a late game. I'm not sure about that one. Warriors Hornets early with Steph Curry out for a little while. Tanny, what is on your unconventional docket?
Whenever I'm not sure what I'm going to check out, I go to Viceland and see what they got for me. And sure enough, they've premiered a new show recently starring none other than 2 Chainz. The show is called Most The show is called Most Expensivest, and it's all about things you can do that cost money, ridiculous things you could do to spend money on. There's a $2,000 Brooklyn brunch with my guy Action Bronson on here.
Believe that, I got a Brooklyn brunch to sell you.
So it's
a good one, though.
It's two chains.
I like it.
Two chains as two chains.
Yeah, two chains, travel log kind
can't
of thing.
You react like that and then say you like it.
I did.
It's like you drank a shot of Fairday Bronco. Yeah, or something.
I tipped my cap. It was okay. So terrible. Okay. I really liked it. Okay. Like, there was an episode I'm here, I'm looking at. They had a $15,000 birthday cake for a dog. So, like, this is the type of things they explore on Most Expensive. That's 9:30 tonight on Viceland.
Okay.
Most Expensivest.
Sounds good. Tanny, thank you. That's been It's On, brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. It's Bears All Access tonight. And we should have asked. Oh, actually, Zach's got DePaul. So is it Chris Bowden? What do we have? Do we have some sort of makeshift?
The mystery date of hosts.
Wow. I don't know. I've seen some. Who knows who it could possibly be on Bears All Access? And then immediately after that, you will join Illinois and Austin Peay at tip-off. So you got that to look forward to on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
supplies last.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It just became problematic. You know, we had the stretch there where he missed the Green Bay game. You know, combination of shoulder and hand. I think during the game, I think he kind of re-aggravated or maybe increased the aggravation of the shoulder. So it was time. There's not been a for sure surgery. They're still evaluating that. I think, you know, all three are potentially could be rehab, but then potentially could have surgery too. They've not determined those.
There you have it. Not determined yet. Kyle Long is the guy he's discussing. So he would say he aggravated it, or what were his words?
It was either re-aggravated again, or he's continuing to aggravate.
It never got better. It's a torn labrum. Torn labrums don't heal.
Got on that shoulder's last nerve.
And even surgically, once you do that, the shoulder's never the same. Even if they say they go in and fix it, there's cartilage in there that they can trim around it. They can make sure it's not rubbing quite the same way, but it's never. Never the same.
And quite often, bone spurs will follow. And so, you know, it's one thing to get the range of motion back to a certain extent. You can exist with limited range of motion on the interior of the line of scrimmage. You do want to be able to function with strength, though. And that's where, to do his job effectively, if you actually can't function with strength in that shoulder, then that makes it very difficult to move other adult males against their will.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips, only at Taco Bell. Are you saying that he should play against underdeveloped males or children?
That would be his.
Would he be better off moving
the better opportunity
around?
He'd have, yeah, with one arm, or with one arm and a re-injured or re-underdeveloped, or whatever Coach Fox was saying. Whatever's wrong with that shoulder, he would have a better shot against others. I'm saying, with that copy though, baby dip, it's got to be added in there somewhere. You can't compete.
I'll give it to you next
time. Repeatedly use the term dip
without big dip, baby
multiple
dip.
Times.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Baby dip has to be added.
I am resigned to the fact that Kyle Long is never again going to be the player that he was.
Really?
What is he, 28?
He's late 20s, 29? 28, 29. Yeah, he's definitely not 30 yet.
Yeah, but still, we're not talking about a 24-year-old who had one thing wrong.
Right.
And the primary reason isn't even the labrum. And I know you can tough your way through the remainder of a career. Mm. It's a reconstructed ankle that never got better. And that he did already have surgery on.
Yeah.
And he's carrying, I mean, when you talk about big people, you talk about somebody his size, well, the ankle's full of little teeny tiny bones. Mm-hmm. And even if it's quote unquote fixed, the stress on that thing, and if you're talking about everything they had to do to go in and put it all back, it was a pretty severe injury. I know there's structural issues going on there. And that prevented him from getting back on the practice field and kept him from being 100% this year. It's a lot to ask. And while he was trying to put weight on, he tried to ask that ankle to carry more and more of functional football weight. It's just not easy.
If we were talking back, if we were talking knees, I would feel more confident in the level of concern I'd have for him returning to a high level of play, or, you know, potential Pro Bowl level of play. His body's not going to feel the same. I don't have any doubt about that after this, you know, repetitive nature of the surgeries he's had. I do feel like he's going to be able to return to being a high-level player because it's not the back, because it's not the knees. You know, the shoulder's obviously a fairly big deal. And, you know, the foot is a big deal. All these different limbs and joints we're talking about.
Body parts matter.
They matter to a certain extent, you know, some positions more than others. But, like, you know, if he lopped off a couple of fingers, he could still exist well as an offensive guard.
We know that.
You know, Marcus Wheaton, if he lopped off some fingers, then, well, he could continue to stand on the sideline. Maybe that's the issue.
What difference would it make if Marcus Wheaton
for
did?
For playing one snap?
Right.
Yeah. So for somebody like him, maybe it wouldn't matter. For a receiver who actually gets reps during the game and has an ability to catch the football, that would be a little bit different for him. I haven't given up on the thought that Kyle Long can return to his previous level of play, even though his body will not feel the same while he's doing it.
I hope you're right. I'm very concerned that this week could be really ugly against a Bengals team. I know they're coming off a little bit of short rest, but they hit people and they're playing for something, even if, you know, I don't know how good you think they are, but they're a whole lot better than the Bears with an opportunity to fly around against a Bears team that isn't really motivated to do much of anything.
They're definitely better than the Bears, and for, you know, so many games this season, even a lot of games that the Bears lost where I left the game feeling like we're continuing to see progress, not just in Mitchell Trubisky, but in a lot of the individual position players. And so without Leonard Floyd being on the field anymore and with Akeem Hicks not really just wrecking shop in the way he was wrecking shop earlier in the season, Trevathan being in and out of the lineup. Right now, you know, the bright spots are offensively Tariq Cohen, who, you know, is still figuring out the playbook, but that's okay. He's a rookie. And then Kyle Fuller on defense, who we'll see whether or not they're willing to pay him to stick around beyond this year. But just from a developmental standpoint, I was very disappointed with what happened the other day on the field in San Francisco. Trubisky, he needs to get to a point now where he's willing to throw into tighter windows. He's willing to allow Inman to make some more contested catches. Right now, it just seems to me that Trubisky is confused enough where he's holding the ball, and then he needs to throw to someone who's wide open. And if he's not going to find someone who's wide open, then he's going to start running around.
Help me remember. There was a Bears game at Cincinnati, it was maybe 10 years ago, where it was really bad. I think it was one of the bad Hunter Hillenmeyer Mike linebacker games where they were playing. It was one of those where people were really angry about the Tampa 2 because all of the open areas in the Tampa 2 were exploited every single time. And it was quick slant, and it was the little dig and the slant and what is it, the smash seven or whatever they call it. It was just, and it was over and over and over and over again. And it, I want to say it was like 42-10 or something like that. Do you remember the game I'm talking about? And it just felt like one of those where from the moment the ball was kicked off, the Bears had no chance of winning it. Uh-huh. And it stands out enough in my mind that I've got these sort of mental images of it, but I can't remember exactly what year or what team. I just remember it was awful.
I want to see Mitchell Trubisky and this Bears offense cut it loose.
Why not?
I wasn't ready for him to cut it loose in the first few weeks, his first few starts, because he wasn't ready for that yet. Now, he's obviously still not ready for prime time per se at this point, but he's played enough football now. He started enough games. It's going to be, what, his ninth start or something like that coming up. At this point, you need to have enough command of the offense. You need to develop. He's obviously developing trust with Inman, perhaps with Shaheen to a certain extent, be willing to take some chances and throw the football into some traffic, even throw a few jump balls along the outside, whether it's on a corner, whether it's on a fade, certain situations where the guy won't need to be wide open and you can risk the turnover.
I found the game. October 25th, 2009. Okay. The Bengals beat the Bears 45-10. And it was Chris Henry, touchdown from Carson Palmer. Chad Johnson, touchdown from Carson Palmer. John Paul Fasci, 3-yard pass from Carson Palmer. Lavernius Coles, 8-yard pass from Carson Palmer. Chad Johnson, 13-yard pass from Carson Palmer. It was
yet to be named Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, that was brutal. Who did? Trying to look. Yeah, that was the Hunter Hillenmeyer game. Yep. There's some rough goes there. The transition would have been brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Thanks to our guests today, Phil Hirsch, Sam Smith in studio. That was great. Ross Tucker and Hub Arkish. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
That's 50 grand out of my pocket, though, because Andy throws a bad ball.
The executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
You're saying they played well? They just got hoed for his fourth foul.
Yikes. Did I just say the referees were on top of it? I'm going to go out and impale myself on that saguaro.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
The what? The United Church?
God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
The United States? What was that?
God bless United States. Thank you very much.
Did he fall asleep while he was finishing the name of the country?
Let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, to join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians, and God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't get it. Rain day and cold.
Okay.
I know what that was.
All right.
I know what that was.
Yeah.
My wife just had a dentist appointment the other day.
Oh, you think it was Novocaine?
Well, there was something. He had a filling, a crown, root canal, something like that happened.
It could be.
And he's not the type of guy that would admit to it publicly. His teeth are great.
God
his teeth
bless
are amazing.
The United States. Thank
his
you
teeth
much.
Are tremendous.
Thank you very much, too. Okay, great. I also, a quick program announcement. I mentioned Friday that Bud Light is sending us out to Downers Grove. We're going to be at another Round Bar and Grill. Guess what we're going to do? We are going to do mundane sports achievements on Friday.
Not great.
Mundane sports achievements. It's Friday. I figured we'd bring it back. We'd have a little fun as we head into the weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. Jason and I will be here at 1 to have all kinds of fun with you on these airwaves. Stay tuned for Bears All Access next.
Goodbye. God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
Lawrence Holmes with soon-to-be-retired newsman Mark Sapelsa.
I love watching you on TV. Love listening to you on the radio. Love you on Twitter.
I also appreciate the fact that you get me. When it happens on Twitter, you seem to get what I'm trying to do, and that means a ton to me.
I wish I could tweet like you. You've got an impact. It's great stuff. It's educational. It's funny, and I love it.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Want a free $5 gift card from participating Pepe's Mexican restaurants? Of course you do. So with every $25 gift card you purchase, Pepe's will give you a $5 gift card free. Pepe's is perfect for just about anyone on your holiday gift list. So stop in today.
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Owner-operator truck drivers, the freight market is hot. Rates are up, and the e-log mandate may push them even higher. Lease your business on with a leading freight forge so you can immediately share in the higher rates. Schneider's Choice Program, the premier choice for owner-operators for years, now boasts even more access to freight in a hot market, plus lower operating costs and ELD compliance. Lease on now as a van or tanker owner-operator with Schneider's Choice Program at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9 volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pro